going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and what a time in D.C. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am fantastic, brother. Finally saw a nice game last night.
Hell yeah,
finished strong. Jay, you know I normally go to games. I normally end up in a suite somewhere. I sat there every period to check it out.
I bet, man.
And that was, I'm telling you, it was some exciting hockey.
It was. So
Logan Thompson? A bad man, bro.
He was outrageous last night. Now, he did clarify the one that looked like just an outrageous save. He said it actually hit the post, and he was worried he was going to knock it in, which he didn't, obviously. He was excellent.
Man, they're giving you credit. Take that. Hell, you know why it hit the post? Because they were trying to squeeze it in there, and you had too much. You had closed it off on them so much.
Yeah, I mean, that was – so I was down there for – like the first period, basically, and then I had to head to the studio. But it was such a palpable energy. And then obviously the game was just was awesome. Yeah. I thought that game was exactly what the Caps needed to get up 2-0 and really take control of this thing. I've been saying Caps at 5. I feel Caps at 5. I feel good about it.
I'll take them in 4.
I'll
take that. But let him relax a little bit.
Well, getting Logan Thompson back in that mode where he's just making outrageous saves and the boys are buzzing around him. They had Carl Alsner on the post game last night, and I think it was Alan May asked him, like, what does it feel like when you've got a goalie playing to that level? And he's like, everybody feels it, and it just continues to build upon itself.
You can play a little bit more aggressive, too.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that, like, sometimes I think they get a little non-aggressive, and then all of a sudden you find out that they end up in front of Logan as well, which causes a problem. When they get more aggressive, people can't just skate around and, you know, dribble the puck and do their thing. Now they have to try to be precise. And then when you got all that going on and he gets a chance to see the puck, if he see the puck leave the stick, he's blocking it.
Dude, I also think it was huge to get a win, score 3 goals, and not rely on Ovi.
Yeah.
Not that you want Ovi to score every goal. That's fine. But, you know, they got 2 from McMichael, the empty netter at the end. Strome got one. Like, it was a good game, highly functional offense. I thought they played well. Montreal's got some guts, though, man. Like, they're not giving anything away, the Canadiens. No. They're playing tough.
They go for it. I don't like Anderson.
Good.
He's just a cheap shot artist.
Yeah.
Listen, bro. Tom is probably one of the toughest dudes in the world, but he's not stupid. That dude is trying to bait him tremendously. He's not letting it happen. But I promise you, before this thing is over, my man gonna get hit in the eye.
Yeah, I mean,
he gonna leave with a little look like a raccoon. I'm telling you,
it seems like you could tell Willie's getting frustrated in spots, but at the same time, they really try to shut down the fighting in the playoffs. So we'll see how that goes. But what I remember in these playoff series,
if you knock him out in four, right, that would be that'd be enough for me.
Right.
But if you have to just whoop his ass just to make sure he don't try nothing ever again, that'd be okay too.
In these playoff series, there's always some dude you come to hate.
Yeah.
Because they're playing, you know, a number of games night after night. So game three is going to be Friday night in Montreal. We won't be there. We'll be watching, excited. I think Carolina is kind of rolling the Devils. The Devils kind of stink. I think it'd be really good for Washington to more or less keep pace with the Hurricanes, mm-hmm, so that the Canes don't get a bunch of extra rest or something. I think Friday night in the Bell Center could be pretty rough. I'd like them to come back with a split from these two games, win it at home Wednesday night, and then all's well. And we're on to Carolina in my mind. Also couldn't help. So last night was just an incredible Caps game, a ton of fun. Mike Vogel from Capitals.com is going to join us at 10:30 to break down all the action. I was there. You were there. I was there early, right? Like, because I had a live hit at 4. Mm-hmm. So I was in the arena at like 3:30.
Ooh.
And I noticed, maybe 3:45, I noticed the Commanders logo up on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a photo of it. I'm like, huh? Like, something. And I was texting with somebody that I knew all the players were in town because OTAs are going on,
yeah,
the voluntary portion. And I was texting with somebody that was telling me they were going to the Nats game. And I was like, all right, you know, going to the Nats game would be cool.
Nah.
And then I'm like, wait a second. The logo's up here in the arena. Like, and they had, you know how with all the signage and everything, they have every logo. Like, they can put that logo on everything. They do, yeah, it with the Caps. They do, yeah, it with the Wiz. And I was like, they're coming here tonight. And then
the researcher had found that early.
What's that?
Amit.
Oh.
He was like, you know, Jaden and what's it called?
Yeah, he saw it from my tweet. That's how he found it.
He was researching.
Yeah, I'm sure. But so then when you know that little element of it, and then look, man, last night was about the Caps. It wasn't about the Commanders being there. But the vibe of the Commanders being there, of Jaden Daniels being on the ice, going nuts the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, standing up, banging on the glass, wearing the Ovi sweater, yeah, was dope. And you see the video of Hartman chugging the beer?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, hey, I loved it, dude.
I didn't see the video. I was looking right at him while he was chugging it. And then,
how did you not go down there and chug beers?
Well, the thing about I was chugging vodka. So I saw earlier.
You had a head start with that. I saw Penn Quarter Sports Tavern, yeah, pink drink, whatever that was.
Ooh, but I don't know. It was strong. I saw Dieter. Who else was walking with him? Biotis.
Dude,
Cosme,
a ton of them.
I was hanging all them, and then they had the 24-ounce beers that were looking like they were 10-ounce cans, yeah, in their hands. They had their crew, and then I walk in and I saw the quarterbacks over there, and I called
Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah.
I said, Charlie, say, you're working tonight, aren't you? He said, man, yeah. They had to get some security guards out, yeah, there, too.
If I had to guess, Chuck was enjoying that assignment.
Oh, it was fun.
Because he's
though,
a hardcore hockey, yes, guy. They were on the glass for a playoff,
oh, yeah,
game.
Oh, yeah.
So there was one. I predicted Cosme as my beer chugging champ. There was one video that emerged. Listen, Hartman did really good with the beer chug, but he's still a quarterback. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the old lineman just got more space to put it down.
But the fact that the quarterback does it, that says a lot.
Hell yeah.
Now, I would say this. Shotgun it next time.
No, they serve it to you open. In the arena, all the...
It's a way to steal. You can turn it a little sideways slightly, and you turn it sideways with the hole up. Then you stick the hole in here, and then you go with it, dog. I'm from Louisiana, baby. We figure a way.
Has put down the shotgun the beer challenge. The best chugging beer video is of the O-line. I saw this from the Caps account. It was Cosme, Dieter, and Allegretti just chugging. Oh, yeah. And Biotis just kind of there cheering them on. Something tells me Biotis probably had already finished it. Like, I doubt he was just cheering them on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he was going down the hallway. Yeah, yeah.
Now,
he said, man, I heard your voice, B, but I didn't see you. I made sure.
I do have... I've said this before, and people say I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, if you look, there's a big picture. I retweeted. The Commanders put it out. It's also just so great, the amount of cohesion and synergy between, let's be real, because the Caps and the Wiz are owned by Leonsis. The Nats are owned by the Lerners. But the teams in the city during the Snyder era had a lot more cohesion than the Skins did. That divide between downtown to Ashburn during the Snyder era was pretty significant. And I'm not sure how well everyone got along.
Well,
all changed.
Let's be real, man. Just look at the way people act.
Right.
And that's how the team would act. Right now, you don't see that pompousness going on.
Totally.
With the people up top. So you're going to see that. And these players enjoy it. They enjoy the other sports.
Totally.
As you said, Jaden was losing his mind on ice. You watch him the whole time. He wasn't just at the game. Like, a guy asked me, I was actually going to say, how do you watch a game? I say, you might not want to be too close to me. Because I say, I hit people, I high five, I lose my mind, I lose my voice after a game. And I know I hit Ahmed one time last night. I don't know if I caught him in the shoulder. But, dog, when something exciting happened, I show excitement.
Sure.
You know, and all those guys did the same thing.
Live hockey, it's impossible not to kind of respond.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at what I think is the big group picture, the guys I recognize is obviously Jaden, Mariota, Hartman, Allegretti, Luke McCaffrey, Cosme, Sennett. Sennett was a high school hockey player. Like, he loves hockey. So mm-hmm. I was glad he got to be there. Wiley's there, Dieter, just a bunch of guys really enjoying themselves. I love that they got some jerseys for the boys, a lot of the OV Screaming Eagles jerseys, some of the red ones. It looked like Sennett actually went and bought an OV t-shirt. Maybe they were provided. Regardless, it was just an awesome night.
Yes.
Jaden was throwing footballs into the crowd.
All of them. All three of them threw it.
Dude, I've said this before, and everybody scoffs at me. Look at Luke McCaffrey right there in the middle. See him?
Yeah. Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dude, Stallion. They look a lot alike, man.
Hey,
Ryan Clary.
He way smoother than Stallion, though.
Of course. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying they look a lot alike, dude. I can't get away from it. It's bizarre. So it was just, it was so cool to see the Caps win like that. Now, I predicted 4-1. They won 3-1. No big deal. Didn't somebody have a Strome goal? Was that you, Landfill?
No, it's me.
You had Strome?
Yeah.
There you go. You predicted that one.
I took it off of Landfill from the other day.
Landfill might have had a Carlson point, I believe. Regardless, man, it was an awesome win. They are clearly in the driver's seat. Up 2-0, going to Montreal, come back with a split, finish it in game 5. We're on to Carolina. And that's where my brain is at.
Mm.
But it was really fun, I think, to have the Caps win on a night that was about the Caps, but to have the Burgundy and Gold there supporting them going into draft weekend. And the players, honestly, the players that were there last night, they're not worried about the draft. Like, they're under contract, they're chilling, yeah. They're working out. But today, we're going to talk some Caps, but then we're going to go heavy-duty draft because this is it, man. Like we've made it to the finish line. All the pre-draft stuff that we hear forever and months and months and months and months is done. They're going to make picks today.
They're going to make them.
And I'm so ready for it. We're going to have Diana Rossini join the show at noon, Charles Davis from NFL Network at 1. We'll get all the rumors. We'll get all the players and just real ideas of what's going to happen. And I had a buddy of mine that produces a show for NBC Sports, does one of the football shows. And he's like, best guess what happens tonight for the Commanders. And I honestly think Adam Peters gave an answer yesterday where he talked about, you know, trading up, trading back. All of those things are on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think anybody that thinks that these decisions come down to kind of the last second is incorrect. But they're going to have like a moving range of guys they have available. And then they're going to say they'll have 5, 10, 15 guys they really like, right? Mm-hmm. And as the board gets closer to them, that board will update. And then they're going to have what they think are options about moving back or moving up. And then they cross-check that with how many of the guys they like. If you go back and look at last year's draft, when they made the decision to trade out of the Cooper DeJean pick to go with moving back, getting more picks, and then taking Samardzija, they don't move out of DeJean, a corner they liked and could have drafted. They don't move out of that unless they firmly believe Samardzija is going to be there when they move back.
Totally.
And, like, that's what you got to keep in mind. None of this is
– they are talking back and forth with each other. But listen, teams that they have in front of – they're like, are you going to take so-and-so? You know, they work with each other. In a sense, yes, they're competing. But on draft day, they know who they want. The other teams that are around them know who they want. And they're just making sure you're not taking this guy. And there are guys that are working in the front offices that are friends. They can trust what the person says. Not like you're going to say, hey, man, we want Samardzija. You're not going to take him, right? Nah, I'm not going to take him. Then they're going to take him. You know, if they're not friends with him, they're not letting the person know who the hell they're taking.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I think people get confused. But the reality, I mean, you've played it and lived it. I have worked it for a long time now. The reality in the NFL is just like your regular life. Like, if you're in sales and you do, I don't know, software sales, a lot of your relationships drive your business. Like, if your best friend from college works for some firm that you like, yo, I think I got a pretty good in here, I'm going to go talk to him, and then you're able to make a big-ass sale, it's relationship-driven.
Totally.
These dudes, when they are able to have conversations with other people on other teams, like, the needs of the Cincinnati Bengals and the Washington Commanders are quite different. And if there's a relationship there, you can have a real understanding. What are you thinking? Here's what we're thinking. Nobody's helping each other, but you can also not actively try to hurt one another.
You know, this is what it is, Jay. Fans feel like that everyone has to hate the other opposing team. But what do fans do? You see fans walking in with the fans from the other team, they're buddies. You know, yes, you don't like the team, but you're not going to dislike your buddy just because he cheers for that team. And the same thing happens with the people in the NFL. You want to make your team the absolute best. But you also have a friend on the other team that you know won't try to stab you in the back if something is going on.
Right.
You know, and that's how it is. I think fans have to stop having this mindset that they have to hate. The other people have to hate everybody. You don't hate everybody. You know what I mean? If you don't hate everybody from the other team, you shouldn't expect anybody else to do it. That's what you act like when you're talking about somebody else. But I sit back and I watch some people that are the most rabid fans out there walk out with their boy from the other team, high-fiving, having a beer together. It's life, man. Relationships runs life. Yeah. Runs life. Not just the damn people you're cheering for.
And you see it tonight. And you know what the Commanders do an awesome job of is – It takes a little while because it's a heavy edit, but they put out, I think it's called Commander's Log, where they'll have all the behind-the-scene footage from draft night. Like, the video for tonight won't come out for probably a couple weeks or whatever. Yeah. But, like, if you go back and watch the one from last year with AP negotiating that deal with Howie Roseman from the Eagles and Howie just, like, continuously trying to get him to go higher with his comp and AP just won't budge, like, those are the moments you realize, like, all right, clearly, like, it's just a good illustration for everyone to understand. Clearly, there was the framework of a possible deal should X, Y, and Z occur, right? Because they don't land at exactly three picks for one out of nowhere. But then at the last minute, they try to alter it, and you got to either stick to your guns or make a decision. And it's just, there's a lot of conversations that have already happened going into tonight that will allow tonight to be hella interesting. We're doing caps for the first hour, then all draft the rest of the afternoon. Opening the phone lines at 11 for your predictions for tonight. Nobody go anywhere. Mike Vogel joins us next. It's B. Mitch and Finley. It's draft day. It's caps day.